answer. So.
My dad? Her dad.
I can step out. I would be surprised if he. I don't think he had his mind on the list.
Live from the great state of Texas, welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. We're about to go live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. This year's Texas Homeschool Convention is underway right now in Fort Worth, Texas. Get ready for a candid behind-the-scenes interview with our very special guest. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Welcome back. Here we are live from the Fort Worth Convention Center. We have spent the last 2 days in convention. I'm talking about the Texas Homeschool Convention, sponsored by the Texas Homeschool Coalition. Now, I say that to set this up. I'm standing on a crowded red carpet right here, and I cannot believe that I am from Ohio in Texas. I'm a homeschool mom. All my kids survived. They graduated. But let me tell you why I'm here. I heard about what is happening in Texas, and I said, we need that in more places than just Texas. And so I came to check it out, and I haven't been disappointed. So since I'm not a Texan, I'm going to pass this to a Texan who will introduce you to the special guest.
Well, hey guys, I'm so excited to be back here with you, and I am thrilled to be joined by Stephanie Lambert, the Executive Director of the Texas Homeschool Coalition. And Stephanie, you have been here since the beginning. You've seen THSC grow from its baby stages. Can you tell us what it was like growing up through THSC and seeing it change throughout the years?
Absolutely. That is an easy thing to talk about because this organization has been my life, really, all my growing up. So my parents started homeschooling, my siblings and me, before homeschooling was officially even legal in the state of Texas. And we actually had a plan for what to do if somebody came to the door, like a truant officer or the police, and we actually knew exactly where to go. We would go, we knew where to go hide and wait till my mom said the coast was clear. So back then, my parents started a local group of people like them who were taking this risk to invest in their own kids. Because they believed that God gave us to them, that we were their children to raise and to educate, and they wanted to invest their values and instill those values into us. So we actually were a part of their starting a local group. They started, they became involved with the Texas Homeschool Coalition PAC, which was formed to help ensure that homeschooling did become officially legal in the state of Texas. So my dad became the president of that when I was a little kid. He started the nonprofit side of the organization. And then we started traveling the state with my parents. And really, they were like homeschool missionaries. Back in the day, yeah. There weren't many people homeschooling. No. There weren't many people doing it. They were collaborating and connecting with people all around the state who were. They were helping to spread information about what was happening, how we could keep it free while they were homeschooling us. And then trying to connect with people. People back then, they were having to go to private schools and ask to utilize private school curriculum. Wow. Or go to the library and put it together yourself. So our life growing up was very much one of involvement in connecting with other families who were homeschooling. We traveled the state. We went to, you know, meet with people around the whole state. So we actually grew up on the road, part of this organization. The office was in my parents' house the entire time I was growing up. So mom would homeschool us during the day, and then she would go in the afternoon when we were through, and she would you know, answer phone calls. We had an answering machine, and it said, leave your number and we'll call you back, collect. And so, yeah, so she would answer calls from people with questions. We had a fax machine eventually. There was a big fax network. So it was a pretty exciting adventure.
Yeah. That's so awesome. I love hearing that. And it's so cool that you've been a part of it from a kid, from the time you were a kid. And so what made you as an adult decide that you wanted to give back and keep giving to Texas families?
That's a great question. As an adult, I've decided to continue on with this organization because I believe that the institution of the family is very, very important. Yes. And I believe that parental involvement in the lives of children is not only impactful for families and communities, but it goes on to impact our entire country and the kingdom of God. Yes. So it is my privilege and pleasure to help support and empower parents in this vital work, yes, that they're doing. And when I say vital, I mean it's vital to the continuation of our country as we know it. It's vital, the continuation of the freedom to spread the gospel. I just see homeschool kids. People used to tell me this growing up. We would go to these conferences and go meet with people, and they would say, you're so good at talking to adults. And I just roll my eyes like, thank you. People say that. And now I actually see it myself. Now that I'm grown, I see that homeschool kids really do well socially. Yeah. They really can keep eye contact and talk to adults. And so I just see that God is using the homeschooling movement to raise up leaders. Yeah. And it's not that homeschooling is a silver bullet. Yeah. You know, yeah. Jesus Christ is what we all need. But homeschooling is a great tool for parents discipling their own children. And so I want to be a part of that.
That's so great. And I am so excited because we are offering a special for those at convention here to join THSC as a member for $99. So can you tell us a little bit about membership, why Texas families should join to become a THSC member and what they get through that?
Yes, so absolutely. Every Texas homeschool family should be a member of the Texas Homeschool Coalition. And here is why. So we are a coalition of families that have come together in a community, and together we protect each other. We protect each other through advocacy. So the Texas Homeschool Coalition advocates for families. So we're at the legislature every legislative session. We're watching every single bill that has anything to do with not only homeschooling, but also parenting. We're able to actually make great progress, you know, to stop discrimination against homeschoolers in the college admission process, all sorts of things we've been able to achieve because of member families who come together, join the organization, and fund this effort. We also work in courts. So we're working in, even up at the Supreme Court on issues that pertain to parenting and homeschooling, protecting basically the rights of families that no one else is there to speak for. But even on an individual basis, there's so many great reasons to be a member because we have so many member benefits. We have $25,000 worth of benefits and discounts. We have $10,000 scholarships that are available to member kids, member high school kids. We have coaches on staff. So if people are just getting started homeschooling, they can contact our coaches and they can walk them through the process of getting started or how to plan your schedule or do report cards or things like that. If they've got high schoolers, they might have set up a coaching call to plan your transcripts or prepare for college or even determine if you want to do something different than college. So our coaches, our discounts, and then number one, you know, a major thing too is the legal assistance and advocacy on anything pertaining to homeschooling. So there are so many great reasons to be a member of THSC.
Can you believe that we are standing here in this exhibit hall with all these exhibitors? It's got to make you feel like, I don't even know what it makes you feel like. I know if it were me, I would be like, how did all of this happen? This is the coolest thing ever. And is that your dad I see over there on the side of the red carpet?
It is.
Oh, please join us. We welcome Tim Lambert to our red carpet. And I'm gonna move out of the way and you guys can just shift right down here.
Okay, Mr. Lambert, welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for joining us.
Awesome.
Well,
can you meet me here?
I know. The red carpet.
The red carpet. We are here and joined with our friends online live from the Texas Homeschool Convention podcast. Tim, can you tell us a little bit about what it was like to start this organization?
So in 1990, I became the executive director of the Texas Homeschool Coalition. We had a phone line, a Mac computer, and our kids answered the phone. So THSC had a bedroom in our house, and we had a recording. This is the days before cell phones. So everybody had a landline, and we had a phone number, and people called. They got an answering machine, and it said, if you will leave your number, we will call you back, collect, and give you information about homeschooling. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So what makes you passionate about what you do? Why do you do what you do?
I have my family background is kind of Irish. I don't know if you know anything about the Irish. There's a biblical word called pugnacious. We get the word pugilist from it. And so I've kind of that Irish pugnacious background. So when people are messing with my people, makes me mad. And so in the 1980s, when we started homeschooling, the Attorney General of Texas said that he didn't believe parents were qualified to raise their kids, much less teach them at home. And they were prosecuting people for homeschooling. And this is a guy who said, I would never be involved in politics.
You're that guy.
I'm that guy. And then they were messing with my people. So we got involved, started getting involved politically. And, Texas is one of the few states that the homeschool community is really politically activated. We are connected. We understand the direct correlation between our political activity and the people we elect to office and our freedom to homeschool. And so I understood that early on, and we've worked for a lot of years to try to help people understand that. We vet candidates, we educate candidates. The Lieutenant Governor was here at our conference this morning giving a welcome to homeschoolers because he loves homeschoolers and we love him. He's a great defender of parental rights and homeschooling. And so got involved early on because we wanted to protect the fundamental God-given right of parents to raise their kids as they see fit.
That's awesome. Well, we so appreciate everything your family has poured into the state of Texas. And can you tell us a little bit about what's on the horizon for the legal battles that homeschool families are still facing? And in brief, what we have coming up?
So we have, for the last 10 years or so, the major battles we have been fighting are parental rights battles. So some issues are directly homeschool issues. But mostly we have been fighting CPS reform, litigation in the courts that are overriding parents' fundamental right to make decisions for their children. And so that is the battleground today. The battleground today is to defend the right of a parent to make decisions for their children, medical decisions, parenting decisions, and that's the battleground. So we launched a new brand a year ago called the Family Freedom Project. And so our banner to fight for the fundamental right of all parents to make decisions for their kids are under that banner. That's the big battle for the future. We'll continue to fight for homeschoolers to oppose double standards for college admission or all those sorts of things. But the new battle for the 21st century is defending parents' rights to make decisions for their kids.
Thank you. That is so huge. Before we end, Stephanie, do you have any last words that you just want to share with those that are tuning in with us today?
Sure. I would just love to just remind people of the gift of your family. Remind people that a loving family home is the best place for kids, and that will impact society. That'll impact the kingdom of heaven. So parents, don't lose heart. Keep up the work. It may be difficult, and I know it's super sweet also, but just remember the sweet gift of family.
Thank you guys so much, and thanks for watching, and we'll be back with you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us live from the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.